My
good morning. God. I like your shirt.
I was going to say, where did you get that?
Adria. It's Adria. From the Chrysalis Center.
The Chrysalis Center, and what a job you've
done.
Good morning. I remember when I first met you.
I was working at Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
That's right. Mothers Against.
We've been friends for a long time.
Long, long time.
Old pals here.
Old pal, I love your daughter, Leslie.
That's right.
And I brought a special guest with me today.
Well, who did you bring?
My husband, David.
Hey, David.
How are you?
There you are.
Sit down.
It's his 53rd birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind.
I said your birthday gift is you get to come to work with me today.
Exactly. You know, let me say.
You don't look 53, so
no,
there you go.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Let me say this to you.
Yes, Brad.
I'll never forget when I first met your wife.
Yep.
And it was just... She was fabulous.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't have to tell you, though.
No, you don't. She's the best.
I tell him he's lucky.
Every day, I'm sure she tells you that. So, to understand, look at how many gifts, how many unwrapped presents there are here this morning.
So wonderful.
Holy smokes.
The community is so generous.
Aren't they?
So generous.
People have been coming in this morning, you know, the weather, it's no obstacle for them, really. On their way to work. They're just taking their time. And they said, you know, sorry. Some people were saying, geez, I'm sorry I'm late. I go, late? We're broadcasting here all morning till 9 o'clock.
Till 9 o'clock.
People, they have very big hearts here in our community. And just in working nonprofit for many years here in West Hartford, the community is very, very generous. And all over, we had Manchester donating. Mm. We had South Windsor Zens. A lot of generous people.
Talk about the Chrysalis Center.
Sure. So Chrysalis Center is a nonprofit organization. We are statewide, but we are based in Hartford, and we help people who are living in poverty, people who have a mental health condition, who may have HIV/AIDS, who are chronically homeless, who could be veterans. We help people coming out of incarceration. So our catchment area is really the entire state, mm-hmm. and we help people who are, you know, through no fault of their own, born into poverty and have mental health issues and don't have the resources, really. They don't have the supports around them. So we are a place where they can find hope. We offer employment training. We have a Fresh Place food pantry on site. Wow. We do everything we can to help them live their best life.
I've actually been to the Chrysalis Center a few times when I was a state legislator and doing some work on behalf of Food Share, another worthwhile organization that we're involved with. And I had an opportunity not to tour the facility, but to look around a little bit and actually talk to some of the people who receive some of your services. And let me tell you, the work that you're doing is very moving because a couple of them had even said, you know, if it wasn't for the Chrysalis Center, I don't know where I would be and what I'd probably be receiving none to little help, you know. So you're really doing a wonderful job. That's got to make you feel, you know, kind of warm and fuzzy inside there.
Absolutely. You know, we have a wonderful team at Chrysalis Center, you know, headed up by Sharon Castelli, our CEO, mm-hmm. who really has the vision to say that everybody is equal. And we don't, particularly our, you know, when you look at our Fresh Place food pantry, for example, mm-hmm. we don't give a handout. People don't come to us and just get food. They receive management services and links to resources so that they are helping themselves. Everybody in our programs have goals. They set goals for themselves so they can achieve whether it be employment or college training or a home and a bed. So they're super grateful. I'm so glad you met some of them. They're wonderful.
And Adrian, you just said something though that I think is going to resonate a lot with our listeners. You're not enabling. You're not keeping people, well, we'll give you a room or we'll give you. You are helping them lift themselves up to empower them and move forward so that they at some point in the future will not need assistance. It's more like helping them get back on track. That is what we need more of.
Absolutely. It's that whole teach a man to fish.
Well, exactly. That's exactly it.
Absolutely. We say it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And our tagline is actually getting help, getting better, and giving back. So we encourage all of our clients to give back to their community, whether it's to give back and volunteer perhaps in something that they care about. I know, Brad, you're particularly passionate about veterans. So a lot of the work that we do help veterans who have become chronically homeless, who suffer from PTSD.
That's tremendous. Yeah,
and
really.
You know what? You say it makes me feel warm and fuzzy. There is nothing better in the world than to work with these individuals who have nothing and are so grateful. They're just so grateful for someone reaching out to them and saying, hey, you know what? We're all human. What can we do together?
Yeah, some of the best part, I think, about that job, and not that I've been in your position, but as a state legislator and helping people get back on their feet through social services and so on and so forth, is when you're able to catch up with them at some point down the road, whether it's sometimes it's 6 months, sometimes it's a year, sometimes it's even longer. But when you finally catch up with them and they come over to you, give you a big squeeze, a big hug and say, I would never be where I am now if it weren't for the help that you provided me back X amount of months ago, whatever it was. Look at me. I'm now able to take care of my family. I now have a job, you know. I have a car now. I'm not hitchhiking to work. And that's really what people, there's such a stigma with people who need help. You know, there's a lot of society will just think, well, they don't want to work, you know, or they want to live. Nobody to live on Skid Row.
Right.
Nobody wants to be homeless.
Right. You know, there's this gentleman, he's a veteran. His name is Phil, and I met him my first month at Chrysalis, and he was living in homelessness, and he was at a stand down in Rocky Hill, which is an event,
where
all veterans go and they receive resources.
That's right.
And he said to me, I said, tell me your story. How did you get, to Chrysalis? And he said, you know, Adria, I was at the stand down, and I was working at the VA, and I was living in my car. And I raised my hand, and I said, I need a bed. I need help. And Deanna, who's one of our amazing case managers, went over to him and says, we're going to find you a place to live. And I recently saw Phil at Phelps Village, which is one of our supportive housing units in Rockville, Vernon. And Phil was there with his son, and he has a beautiful apartment there that we provide for him, and he's working part-time, and he had the biggest smile on his face.
I bet.
And I said to him, well, what's one of the differences in your life now? How has your life changed? You know what he said?
What?
I can stretch out when I sleep, because when I was in my car, I couldn't stretch out.
Oh, that's something
people don't think. I mean,
true.
So grateful.
Wow.
So grateful. So because of people like you who are helping to bring awareness to Chrysalis Center, we're able to do more.
No, please, let me stop you right there. No, it is not because of people like us. It's because of people like you.
That's your organization,
the Chrysalis Center, people at the Cove Center for Grieving Children. It's your organizations that's really the ones we appreciate you and all you endure.
Well, it's a mutual
love. And I remember you from before.
We do. We work together at MAD and at Connecticut Children's. Brad and I go way back.
I've heard.
But you are so wonderful to support and to bring awareness to our nonprofit.
Okay, so let's talk about the toys and how that relates to the work that you're doing. Because I know, as you were talking, I know it's to your back, two boxes of toys just came in. So it's not like one person was bringing in a toy, which is all we're asking, really. Somebody came in with two boxes of toys. So tell me, where does that go? How does that...
Four boxes.
Is it four? I missed two boxes then.
So wonderful.
These guys over here.
They're counting.
See that man sitting over there? I've still got the calendar he gave me last year on my desk.
Yeah. And he still goes by it. He's a day off every day. So make the connection of the toys and go
absolutely
ahead.
So we help over 3,000 individuals and families throughout the year. All of our families, as we mentioned, are coming from poverty, coming from difficult situations. During the holidays, it's especially stressful for families who are living either paycheck to paycheck or living at or below the poverty line, to have to add more financial stressors to them when they're trying to either pay their rent or pay electricity or pay for food, to have to think about their children and how they may not be able to do enough for them. So by having these wonderful toys, it's not only wonderful for our children, they so appreciate it, but for the parents of these children, they're so grateful.
You know, and the homeless is to no fault of the child. Why should the child be penalized because of some hardships that their parents may be going through? every child should have one or two presents to
Absolutely.
Open up on Christmas.
And, you know, our clients, as we mentioned, are all working on goals, and they're all working either towards jobs, towards getting another degree. We recently expanded our social enterprise. We have a conference center on site, and we have catering on site, so people can come in, rent space, and the people working in our kitchen are our clients.
Isn't
they're
that
our
great?
Students.
Isn't
That's
that great,
Brad? That is
And
fabulous.
So when you're...
Made my day.
Absolutely. When you're getting catering, I'll have it I'm going to have it delivered to Talk of Connecticut.
Please.
Absolutely.
Gladly accepted.
When you order food from Chrysalis Center, you're supporting our mission, so you're helping to put people back to work.
Well, then that begs the question, all right? And since I've been... Now, you're over by St. Francis Hospital.
We're right around the corner. Absolutely.
All right, so... Your phone number, your address, and definitely your website, because I know that's what people want to hear.
Sure. So our website is Chrysalis. It's Chrysalis Center, CT.org. Our address in Hartford is 255 Homestead Avenue.
Okay.
As you mentioned, right around the corner from
St. Francis,
on the corner of Woodland and Homestead.
Yep.
And our phone number is 860-263-4400. You can email me. You can reach out. We have amazing volunteers. People get involved. They volunteer in our food pantry.
I can understand why. I really
can. It's a magical place.
It is a magical. That's exactly better words than what I could have chosen. It is a magical
just
place.
Great.
Thank you.
And anybody listening, I'll tell you, can people just walk off the street? Can they just walk in there and if they're interested in volunteering
Absolutely.
For you?
Absolutely. They can call and they can go on our website. We have a link on our website
Chrysalis
how people
Center,
can volunteer.
CT.
ChrysalisCenterCT.org under volunteer. They can donate. We have opportunities, and we're always creating new opportunities, which is wonderful. I was sitting down with a former board member the other day, and we're looking at new ways to create new volunteer opportunities to help people get jobs. So it might be like mock interviews,
mm-hmm.
sitting down with people who may be getting their first job and say to them, this is how you look somebody in the eye. This is how you shake their hand. Let's put a resume together. It's a wonderful place. So we love our volunteers. We love our donors. We love our supporters. We love our toy donations.
It is.
Well, you're something.
Well, and the Chrysalis Center is, as well. With the work that you do and your dedication, you can tell.
Thank you.
And I can tell just by you sitting across from me and listening to you that the passion that you have for this. And you know where I think a lot of that comes from? Not only is it a worthy cause, but you're seeing the fruits of your labor.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Our clients come right into our offices. They're working in our kitchen, as I mentioned. And they're so grateful to have training, to have a job, to have somebody look them in the eye and say, you're somebody.
Yeah, that's just...
So thank you.
No, thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you.
And you know what? And please send our regards and our absolute best to your entire staff over at the Chrysalis Center.
We will. And we're going to send you some special treats from local.
Okay. Oh, there you go. We'll take you up on that. And I kid you not, my friends, as we're talking more and more and more toys.
I have a friend that
are being delivered, and the four boxes. I think we just added to those four boxes that just
really?
During our time just talking. I noticed four boxes as you were talking
right
about a moment ago.
Right.
But even since then, another box or even two were just delivered. And I'll tell you something, folks. These boxes are filled. With toys.
So wonderful.
Oh, my God.
And I'll give you who they are. They're right over here. Last year, the gentleman came down with four huge boxes, put them on the desk, okay? And I have had that calendar going all year, and he's brought some more in, so we'll have a calendar for next year.
So wonderful. I'm going to have
right
to go give
here.
Him a hug.
There you go.
Tremendous.
And thank you to Effie's for hosting us.
Oh, my goodness.
And all these toys.
And they do this every year. We're talking, I think it was like 7 years we figured out that they've
And I know the Park Road Association has been so wonderful and generous in opening up their doors and accepting toys.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Adrian, because it costs money to do a live remote broadcast. We're doing the entire show here, and that costs money in order to do that. But when, rather than just having Effie's Place or just one business, they did a co-op. It was shared expense. They got all the Park Road businesses, and I'm going to mention them again. I've already mentioned them a few times. We'll mention them all morning long. It's a group effort. It really is. So that when, prior to going on the air this morning at 6, and certainly long after we leave the airwaves this morning at 9, They're still taking donations. They were taking donations prior to us being here. And if you couldn't come to Effie's, you could go to any of the Park Road businesses part of this association. I'm going to name them again after our break. And you want to talk about going the extra mile.
People are so wonderful, aren't they? They open up their hearts and their wallets, and they're just so generous.
How often do you hear that? How often are there other communities, you know, where all the businesses get together and they do something charitable like this?
It's amazing.
It's an inspiration. You know, John Panderas and not only just Effie's Place, but all the businesses part of the Park Road Association here, they should be commended. And I'm gonna go through their Brad's got it. Here we go. A.C. Peterson Farms.
I got
Farms.
Something else, too.
A.C. Peterson Farms, A Strand Ahead. Anthony Nicole, Budget Printers and Embroiderers. Effie's Place. Joey's Pizza Pie. Pachanga. Park and Oak. Park Road West Hartford Association. Plan B. Park Tavern. Playhouse on the Park. Touch of Bliss. Valvoline. And Webster Bank. This isn't just, it's being held, this event, obviously, at Effie's Place. It's an appropriate environment. But let me tell you, these other businesses are just as involved, the ones I just mentioned, who are co-sponsoring this event this morning with us.
I want you to take home a couple of these delicious cookies. He did not give them. His wife did.
My wife baked Brad a tin of cookies.
Baked me a tin of cookies, and boy, I'll tell you.
I will take one.
And
thank you.
I'll take
it for my daughters.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you to your wife. And thank you to Talk of Connecticut and 102.9 The Whale, truly, for bringing awareness to Chrysalis Center and bringing this wonderful celebration and toys. All the children are going to be so excited.
And you know what? Thank you to the people who actually came down and are giving. They are so generous.
Thank you.
Coming down. See, look at another person just walked in with more toys.
Thank you.
And another person with both toys in their hand and a check donate. This is what the season of giving, Brad, is all about. Come on down to Effie's Place.
Hello there.
Hello. On Park Road in West Hartford. I know. All right, listen, it's 7:44, 16 now in front of the hour of 8. It is Brad Davis and Gary Byron. We are coming right back.